This is Walking Your Talk, a personal development podcast about leadership, authenticity, and courage. I'm Carolyn Taylor, and I've spent my life working with leaders in organizations on how to change their culture. But this is much more personal. If you want to be known as someone who walks your talk at work and beyond, then this podcast is for you. Hello again. Now, some of you will be regular listeners to this podcast, so you're going to know that I've taken quite a long break from recording episodes. And I must say, I'm absolutely delighted to be back at the microphone again. And thank you for hanging in there. And I hope you're going to enjoy this next series. And for those of you who are new, this is a podcast which I do to help anyone who works in an organization to get better at walking their talk, to actually behave in the way that aligns to what your organization is trying or aspiring to be and to embed in their culture. So the reason I'm excited about being back with you is that in the last couple of years, I've put a lot of effort with a couple of colleagues into a new assessment tool that we've been working on and we've been building with the support of some academics. And what we have now got available for any of you who'd like to learn more about this, about yourself, about your colleagues or the leaders in your organization, or perhaps about people who you're thinking about hiring and you want to be sure that those people actually are going to be a good fit. So let me just back up a step or two. As you know, I've been working in the field of corporate culture for many, many years now. And in that time, I've realized that when people are talking about their culture goals, they will describe them in several quite distinct ways. And eventually, when I wrote my first book called Walking the Talk, I labeled these different ways culture archetypes. And I define six of them: achievement, customer-centric, one team, innovation, people first, and greater good. And each of them, when they're strongly present in the culture, delivers a specific value to that organization through the way that people behave because they're fitting into the norm of that culture, the way that people think or their mindsets, and that kind of gets established. So although everyone wants to be great at all six of these, we have found over the years that it's really good to encourage a client to focus on one or two of them in order to get more traction. And in order to do that, of course, you've got to think about, well, what do we really need in order to support the growth, the development of our organization? So achievement will deliver accountability. Customer-centric cultures deliver loyal customers and lots of repeat sales. One team cultures deliver cross-organization collaboration and therefore less duplication, more essential support of each other and what other people are trying to do. Innovative cultures support learning, creativity, continuous improvement. People-first cultures will usually deliver really high employee engagement, become the sort of best place to work. And greater good cultures will deliver a very high standard of ESG, of sustainability, of ethics, and of governance. So we, in our organization, Walking the Talk, we've been measuring culture against those archetypes for years. And we've got many clients who set themselves targets in against the archetypes. And we've always known that there was a relationship, that leaders need to be able to role model those behaviors that are associated with the archetype if they're going to be successful at building the culture, because people will look to leaders and go, yeah, but let me have a look about how you're behaving. What are you encouraging in me and other people around you? So we knew that hiring people, having people who fit those archetypes would be an important boost to anyone's culture efforts. But up until now, we didn't have a way of assessing people individually to determine the extent to which they actually would contribute to a particular target culture. And therefore, what development plan an individual would need in order to contribute more. So this is a bit of the history. This was the task that we set ourselves 2 years ago, which was to build an assessment tool that would do just that. And after deep consideration about which behaviors were essential to each archetype and testing those through our academic team, we then found through a validation process and some clients who were early adopters that we really were able to pinpoint five behaviors in each archetype that, if they were present, would absolutely guarantee that you had somebody who was closely aligned and would exude that archetype in the way that they behaved, encourage it in others, build that in their teams, etc., etc. So we're now ready to launch this tool more broadly. So if you want to use the tool, you can contact my colleagues on the Walking the Talk website, www.walkingthetalk.com. Always on these podcasts, I like to give you an exercise to work on. So this week, I thought you might like to consider each of those six archetypes and which of them would be most important to your organization, and which might be the ones to which you would most naturally contribute. And they may not be the same. And therein, of course, would lie your growth and learning journey. So achievement would be great for your organization if it needs more accountability, more rigor, more discipline. Customer-centric, if you need to get better at really driving your business from the outside in, becoming deeply immersed in your customers and what they need. One team, and we're getting a lot of requests for one team at the moment, if you're trying to build a one organization mindset where people really do put the whole ahead of their personal needs and break down those silos. As many of you know, that's not an easy thing to do. Innovation, another one we're getting a lot of requests for. If you want to experiment more, you want people to be more creative, to take more risks, and then, of course, in taking risks, to be able to quickly learn and correct and be agile so that they don't end up damaging the organization in the risks that they take. People first, if you really want to improve employee engagement, if you've got low employee engagement scores and be known as the best place to work, have a highly loyal workforce. And greater good, if you want to make a long-term difference, to build a sustainable organization that does the right thing, is purpose-driven, is values-driven. So I'm going to dedicate the next six episodes of this podcast to going into more depth on each of those archetypes. And I think you'll find that whether you use the Taylor assessment or not, it'll be really useful for you in terms of working out where you need to put your attention to build in your leaders, in your new recruits, in your teams, the right behaviors to support your culture. And I want as well to tell you a bit more about the tool, why we built it, how we did it. And I don't think there's another tool on the market. We haven't found one that has been designed by culture experts specifically to help individuals to contribute to a culture. And one of the things, the unique features about it is that, as you'll see in the next episodes, is that it has behaviors, it measures behaviors that are very business orientated, that are organizational orientated, different from the more generic psychological testing and assessment of individuals, which kind of don't relate specifically to an organizational trait. Another thing that's unique about it is we've got this great system of force ranking so that you get maybe eight, in each question there's about eight statements, which all of which are really positive. And one of the interesting things about the archetypes is when you listen to them, as I'm sure you have as you're listening to this now, you go, oh, I want to be good at all of those. Or maybe you're even thinking, I am good at all of those. So this tool forces you to rank. It forces you to rank what is most meaningful, what is most important, what is most relevant to you at this point in time. And by doing that, what it highlights are your preferences. Your preferences are where your go-to behaviors, where the ones that you are likely to give up the least easily, the ones you're likely to encourage the most in others and be intolerant of others if you don't see them. And all of those, of course, are features that you're looking for in leaders who are seeking to build a certain culture. So we think we've captured in this tool a way of really helping you to assess both new hires and existing people and yourself to see what you need to do to better contribute to the culture you have. So thank you for listening, and I will be back in the next episode going into more detail on the first of the six archetypes. Goodbye for now.